And the issue that we mentioned briefly in the programme yesterday, TD Christopher O'Sullivan questioning Shuni Rahalig, the chairperson of the RTE board, about the number of repeats. Too many repeats, too many foreign programmes being repeated ad nauseum on RTE. The Big Bang Theory, The Simpsons, from the Irish point of view, Killing the Scully, and other programmes like Mrs. Brown's Boys. Questioning the issue as to whether the board has oversight on this, whether it has input into it, and whether more money and more time needs to go to fresh and new Irish-produced content. Well, to talk more about this from the point of view of, I suppose, of a content creator and a comedian, I spoke to Bernard Casey and asked him, did Christopher O'Sullivan have a point? Are there too many repeats on RTE?
Well, I definitely think he has a point for sure. You know, there are a lot of repeats, but I don't have any problem with repeats as such. Like, Killing the Scully is a very popular show. Like, it really catches the country audience in Ireland, and I think that's the point that RTE are missing. That they're not making any content that is capturing the majority of its audience, because realistically, who are the people who are watching RTE? People. I think it's people really from outside of the greater Dublin area, really. You know, people who have their view, who people coming home in the evening after a long day's work. Primarily people from the countryside are watching RTE. And there's definitely not enough new content from outside of the Dublin area. So, I think the reason Killing the Scully is being repeated is because it catches that audience, and they can see that, those statistics. But it would be great if they give the opportunity to a new generation to make something again. And
make new Killing the Scullies is the idea, or make new programmes like Killing the Scully, Irish, independent produced.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, there's 1.5 million people in the Dublin area, but the rest of the country is... that's the rest of Ireland, then. That's the countryside, practically. You know, even if you were in Limerick or Cork, you drive 10 or 15 minutes, you're in the countryside again. And that should be the option, I think, because you have RTE Cork here, where I am in Cork, and there is, as far as I can remember, only one show being made over there, and that's the Today Show. That's with Dahi and Mara. So I think there's a lot of people down in this neck of the woods who are very popular content creators. There's a lot of people willing to collaborate with each other and create good work. And I think, why not use that facility for the home of the region and always to make something.
Do you think that, it's not just, I suppose, in terms of what's being made, but also where it's being made, that not enough is being made outside of Dublin, not enough production companies is there so much concentration on the capital, do you think? Is it just easier for them to get companies there?
You know, RTE is in the capital, and that's it, you know. If you look at it there, Kin, that's Dublin. Mother, that's Dublin. There was a sketch show made just before Christmas, and there was five Canadians put into it, all Dublin. You know, that's the way it's favoured. And I think, I suppose, powers that be in RTE are all Dublin as well. You know, they say, okay, well, if the Dublin people don't get it, then I don't know, will we bother making it? Even though the non-Dublin audience makes up 3.5 million of the population. And looking forward to it. You know, look at Father Ted, that was so hugely popular. That was made off the west coast of Ireland, off County Clare. You had, of course, you've had Killing the Scully, you've had Pure Mule, that was made in Offaly. The Hardy Books, that was made in Mayo. These are all the most popular shows that RTE's made.
Yeah.
But they haven't been doing that in the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah, so change of direction needed when it comes to that. Look, there's other issues as well. I mean, RTE is short of money. That's part of it. They're looking for more money, and the argument from one of the members of the board in response to what Christopher Sullivan said was, look, you know, if you want us to do more independent broadcasting, then or fund more independent productions, be they comedy or dramas, then we're going to need more money.
Well, they're making plenty of them, but they're all being made in Dublin.
Yeah.
You can see it's the Smother, Kin, there was a comedy sketch, so there's Sisters is out now at the moment. They're all Dublin. and there's RTE Cork, and it's not being utilised. I know the Young Offenders has been made, but like there was a long break between season three and season four. So, you know, I think with people's skills as well, like, you know, you don't have to be in the big city. You can, we're living in, you know, we're all living around the country, wherever we're living, like, but, you know, you can make things and send them in. You know, you don't have to be in the city to do it. You can audition from Ballyhawn or Ballydehob or down in Port McGee where I'm from, you know. You can audition from there, send them in, and sure, like, the quality of equipment has gone so high now, like, that you can make things anywhere. You know, you don't have to be near RTE where the big cameras are, you know.
Look, there's been a wider argument about RTE's decision to try and capitalise on the toy show's popularity and go off and make a toy show musical, people questioning the value of that. Why is money going there instead of maybe going into more dramas and comedies and home-produced programmes?
Yeah, I did find that a kind of strange decision. Now, I understand why they would make a musical, of course. Like, it's the toy show, it's a national treasure, really, and I suppose they saw the opportunity to capitalise on the whole musical scene, which is also a huge thing in Ireland. Musical scene, I don't know, you see shows in the Borgast and the Cork Opera House behind the gate. You know, this is a huge thing for families and adults. You know, it's not just one age group. It casts a wider net from 4 to 80, you know.
Yeah.
So I can understand why they would have invested in it, you know, but I suppose definitely, I don't think it was the major success that they thought it would be.
Won't get on those streaming services.
No, there was a brilliant show before, just a couple of weeks ago, called The Dry, again, set in Dublin. But I'm not going to knock it for that. It was an excellent show. And what they did is they put out, there were half an hour episodes, but they put out two of them at a time. So, for some reason, it really worked. It really worked for everybody. Well, you just thought you were getting a treat. You're like, what? There's another episode on after this. This is this. And the series itself, if you haven't seen it, is brilliant. It's with Mo Dunford and it's on all Irish cast, of course. Like, you know, it's local talent and stuff. Again, set around Dublin, but it is an excellent show. And the way they released it and the way they kind of teased it out to the audience really worked. And I said, geez, I actually can't wait to watch that next week again. And it kind of worked the same with Normal People. Normal People was put out once a week. It was 45 minutes, 10 hour episodes. So you really, you were drip fed, you know, and it was like the old way. But like that long ago, you had to wait every week to see that show. And I think that's where we're, there is a little bit of a return to that.
Yeah, and that's the way to go.
It definitely is a return to that.